Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. This water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also, not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a good conscience toward God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Baptism prepares us for Jesus' coming. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Is it 4 or 5? What exactly am I asking you? That's the number of baths and showers Ian, Lincoln, and Nolan took in one day this past summer. Their parents recently built a new home, and with new construction comes new and exciting things to play with, particularly mud. Lots and lots of mud. Sprinkle in some of God's rain, and they had themselves a muddy mess. Add a pinch of three boys drawn to dirt and grime, and voila! The three little brothers were covered from head to toe in mud. The first time the parents cleaned them up was amusing. But by the third and fourth times in the same day for multiple days? Not so much. There was mud on new white walls, lost clothing because of mud, plugged bathtub drains. Mud made for a real disaster. On a bigger scale, the human race in Noah's day really muddied things up with their lack of trust and love for God. We are no different today. We can shower and put on our best clothes, but beneath the dress pants and shirt lies a heart caked with the mud of our sin. Left to ourselves, we deserved to sink into the pit of despair. But enter our Savior Jesus, who in his willingness said, "As you wish," to God, and laid down his life for us. He lowered himself into the muddy pit to rescue us. And now the water of baptism is not only simple water that washes away dirt, it assures us that all our sins are washed away. Not a single muddy streak remains. Coming this Christmas is someone who will make us clean and keep our consciences clear. So look to the manger, look to the skies, and take heart. Jesus is coming to earth, so he can one day take us to be with him in heaven. Be assured that you, as a baptized child of God, are already showered and ready to go. We pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the Christmas gift of my baptism. In it, you washed away all my sins and said, "I am your child. Help me improve my obedience to live my life for you. Amen." We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.